Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Katie came in this morning with a headache. Are you okay? Are you going to make it? Are you surviving?
I'm fine. I took some extra strength Tylenol, so I'll be fine.
So she thinks that she just has a headache, and I'm just here to say that we went out last night, and she had some drinks, and I don't think she likes to admit that she's hungover.
I'm not hungover. I only had 3 glasses of wine, and even Gavin, you said you had a headache all night, too.
Mine's gone, though. I took some migraine stuff. I'm good. Maybe...
they have Excedrin over there.
That's what I took.
Just saying.
But she took extra strength Tylenol, and you can't mix them.
Oh, that's... But that's not migraine stuff.
Your nose will fall off.
I don't.
Oh my God!
It says it right
on the bottle.
Oh my God!
Right on the bottle.
Is your nose going to be okay?
I hope so because I have a darling nose.
Wow!
You're going to say I don't? Of all the garbage you guys give me, now you want to act like I don't have a cute nose? That's undeniable.
Stop it! Do not group me in with this.
Fine.
You do that often. Okay. He says something. Albeit hilarious,
okay,
but shady at you, and then you go, you too are not.
To be fair, it does seem like you guys work together sometimes.
I mean, you don't know what our side combos are.
I assume they're all about me and my nose.
You would.
Do you want to look at my nose again?
I am.
And?
Stand firm.
Stand firm in what? That I don't have a darling nose? You're on drugs if you think this isn't a great nose.
I mean,
tell me a part of me that you think is darling.
Do you do this to your husband every night?
I don't have to because he doesn't say lies to me.
That's true. That's true.
So go ahead.
I have to say something about you that's darling.
Yes.
Your personality.
Oh, this guy.
I want you to say something about my physical appearance that's darling.
Can't do it.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
That would be biased toward your other physical features, and I don't want to play
what,
favorites.
The ugly ones?
No.
Like my nose that you hate?
This is a fun conversation.
You know, I was going to save this for later, but somebody sent me one of your dating profiles.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, and all the pictures, and I'm going to have an effing field day with it now.
Wow.
That's right. Listen, I had to change it because...
Did you have to change it to only ugly pictures?
Oh my God, this is just retaliation.
Well, I had to change it from the bio that you guys wrote because that was getting me nowhere.
Oh, it's not the bio.
Oh my God. Kevin!
The bio isn't the problem.
Get in here! Guys, I'm watching the best movie.
Gabe, what do you think of my nose?
I was actually thinking Katie does have a really beautiful nose.
Thank you, Gabe.
I'm serious.
How about this? This is the game. Just like how you tried to paint rain in a quarter about telling you what part of your body is darling. Gabe can't tell you what part of your body is not darling.
That's true.
What's the least flattering part of her body?
It's okay, Gabe. It's okay. You can say it.
Kevin, what's the worst part of Katie's body?
It's okay, honey. You can say it.
Where can I begin?
Oh my God!
I'm just kidding. I wish I had your smush nose.
What is happening? Man.
But I do say you got all the curves in the right places.
That's true. You do say that. Yes.
Oh, that's true. What a backhanded compliment.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
Better than a smush nose.
Right.
No one said I had a smush nose.
I thought you fell when you were a kid and smashed your nose.
My nose is perfect.
I know. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Smash the correct way.
Wow.
Just when you think he's going to recover, he says something else.
I also don't like that you think saying I have curves, Gavin. have it as a backhanded compliment.
No, it curves in the right places. Listen, I've been the nicest to you out of the four of them, okay?
Here's what you haven't done. Told them all about how great my nose is or done anything to defend me.
I think the nose is fine. It has a little bit of a curve in it, but besides that, I think it's fine.
Where's the curve?
To be fair, you put it out there. You were the one
that... All I did was say the truth.
You stuck a flag in and said, my nose is darling.
And I stand by it.
And he just had a differing opinion.
I had a friend that got a nose job recently and brought my nose into the doctor.
Oh.
After it fell off?
No. Because she wanted her nose to look like mine.
Is that weird?
So you, hold on a second. So she wanted your nose, so you went with her?
No, I just said she brought a picture.
Of your nose.
Oh, okay, and said, I want that nose.
Was that weird?
Well, how else do you explain what you want your nose to look like?
I'd say, listen, I want a little bit of smush and a little bit of curve.
And see, here's what happens. You wonder why I come for you too.
Because you know it's just a matter of time.
Because I know it's just a matter of time.
I can't sit in a movie theater and not yell at the screen.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.